What up, goons? It's your boy Fairy Tale telling you that you can find and download our new episodes on Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your audio podcast every week.
And you guys can watch us on YouTube, get us on all social media platforms at Boogered Up Podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe and like and comment and sharing with all your friends. Share it with the goons, baby.
Shut up!
Caution. This podcast contains a whole lot of alcohol, some Benjamins, a little Zin, but worst of all, dudes being dudes. Guys being guys, this is for the goons. Welcome to the Boogered Up Podcast.
All right, goons, we're back. We're in a new little spot in the studio. We're hanging out. We're trying to move some stuff around, see if it works or not. The table's higher than hell, but that just means that you can't see our guts because we've been doing this for 3.5 years now, and we have formed what we like to call the dad gut, to say the least. It's me and Cody Ray here. Are you mocking me over there? Is that what you're doing?
Intro. What are you talking about?
Oh, that was you.
That was me on the intro.
I'm going to have to switch up the camera because there's only two cameras for this episode, and I had it on me the whole time. I'm disrespectful of myself. I apologize for that.
Yeah, so it looks like you were the one mouthing the words.
That's very disrespectful of me. I do apologize.
It's okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing solid. How about yourself?
Good, good. This microphone's starting to move on me like crazy, though. We're hanging out. We're having a blast. We decided we're going to change it up.
You got the GIMP one.
Don't tell me I got the stupid Nick one.
Actually, I don't know.
Did I get the stupid Nick one?
I can't find it.
It's over here somewhere in the studio. Nick decided to buy one microphone stand that wasn't the same as the rest of them, and that one sucks.
I think he had his first, though, didn't he?
Yeah. Because he wanted to be bougie. That was a problem.
He did, but he cheaped out on the bouginess.
Yeah, the bouginess was just the stick with like very small legs, kind of like what Nick has. And speaking of Nick, he's not here today because he is once again battling with that stomach issue. Prayers up to our boy as he's probably sitting on the toilet right now praying himself. So hopefully he's all right. We got a new intern in the back. He's not going to get a mic for a long time, but we got him in the back. He's hanging out. We're building up on the crew. There was a couple people that reached out to our stories. This microphone is moving on me right now.
Got a little troop action.
I know. I got to tighten it up or something. We got to figure out what the freak. Is this his? No, this is one of the good ones. So what are we doing here? All right. Well, a bunch of people replied into the helping out with the goons doing social media stuff. And we're going to take it intern by intern. So we're going to see. We got one up right now, but, you know, he might get hit, and then we'll go to the next one.
You better prove yourself.
Prove yourself. Give me a beer. No, I'm playing. But, no, I'm thankful for everybody that replied back to that because it's getting a bit on heavy hands. And so it's really cool that we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff, which one of the cool things that we're going to be doing, which we will get into the bad news after, is it has been confirmed and it is not out yet. There's no flyers. There's no nothing. But just keep this in mind. Clear your schedules and do everything that you need to do to make sure that you are available for this day. September 7th is the second annual Boogered Up Golf Scramble. We are very excited about it. Do you guys say something? You look like you were about to say something. Go ahead.
They're not going to want to miss it. And you are going to want to enter early as you can because we almost sold out last year at our first one.
Yeah. We had, I think there was a
32 teams maybe?
I think there was 30, or there was 120 golfers. So, I mean, we had a lot of people. We had a lot of people show up. And the best part about it was there was a golf scramble that was going on that time in the local town that has been going on forever. And we almost sold out with them having a sellout crowd as well.
And there was even one after ours, too.
Oh, yeah. There was a scramble after our scramble there. And this year, they're like, all right, look, the goons went crazy with it. The goons ended up bringing the fucking ruckus. When it came to the golf
scramble, they reserved the whole day for us.
This time they said, you know what, we got to make sure that the goons get the whole day. We have so many different things lined up and in store for you guys with this one, and we're working hard on it. We really are. We got a whole bunch of emails getting sent out and a bunch of stuff, so now hopefully we can build up. If you guys want to see anything special at the scramble, let us know. But if you're a golfer, if you're not a golfer, come out and have some fun. We're going to pound some beers. We're going to have a whole bunch of fun. I'm going to shoot a message out to a certain beer company from Ohio that's doing a lot of really good stuff. I mean, I guess I can kind of, should I like shoot a little promo for it right now? Should I like let the company know that like, hey, we're interested in having them come aboard?
Nah.
What do you think? No? No, you
not yet.
Don't mention the company?
Not yet.
Man,
make our own.
What do we got this platform for then? What do we got this platform for?
What do you want? I guess people. You want people to tag?
Well, now I don't want to. Now I don't want to. Now I just feel like now it's just pressured on me. The first time it was great. I was having a blast with it. Now I just feel like the pressure's on me. I don't know if I can do it.
Okay. This year, I'm not getting a concussion, though. I am going to wear some shoulder pads and a helmet, and I got that car's number. 147, it's fucking going down, dude.
You
I'm rolling that thing.
Went viral. We had so many videos that went on there, and it was some good, like, talking on the tees from Chris Harvey and Jay. They crushed it, but it went viral because Cody Ray almost died from a golf cart that year. And
coming for it, dude. That, 147, I got your number, bro.
That golf cart came through like Ray Lewis down the middle, dude. It was crazy. I didn't like it.
Illegal hit. It targeted for sure.
Oh, you're calling targeting?
I'm calling targeting.
Motherfucker, you just got smoked. Admit it.
I got hit in the crown.
Dude, I told you. We had this conversation after the pod and shit, but my mom saw you after that next hole, and she's like, Cody Ray didn't look okay. And I was
like, I was dizzy.
Cody Ray was fucked up, dude. Cody Ray couldn't see straight. Cody Ray was quiet in the household for 2 weeks after. Like, and I saw a commercial of like brain injury, like how you should check your melon and shit. And that day that I saw that, Cody Ray spoke to me for the first time. And I was like, I guess he doesn't need this commercial now. But I almost showed you the commercial and I was like, we need to check up on you.
The swelling had gone down at that point, probably.
Fucking brain swelling. It was probably way worse than what we realized, but we're just rolling with it.
Oh yeah.
But September 7th, make sure you guys are clearing your dates on that one, and make sure you guys are already setting up for a team, because if we get what we're thinking we're gonna get, that scramble is gonna sell out in like a month or two beforehand. It's gonna be insane. But we got to get to the bad news. And hopefully, depending on the editing of this, we're recording this on Thursday right now. If this comes out on Friday or Saturday, hopefully beforehand, we can kind of explain a little bit why we had to cancel 420 comedy show. And technically, we didn't cancel it.
We got canceled.
We got canceled in a sense for it. Moonshine canceled the show. To be completely pull the curtain back for you guys, because we love you guys and we appreciate you guys. Moonshine didn't like the fact that there wasn't that many tickets sold at that time being, and because the city of Fremont, love you guys to death, but you guys do not buy tickets until the very last minute, which is fine. I don't care. Buy the tickets when you want to buy the tickets. But I think we had a total of 6 comedians set up, a decent little bill to cover, and they have some household issues that they're working with right now, to where they're not sure if that was going to be an okay business move. So we got some work to do. We're going to figure out what we're going to do. We're going to take the summer off. I mean, we plan on doing that already as it is without the cancellation of the show. But luckily, we're going to take the summer off. We're going to do some work around, and we're going to come back absolutely swinging for the fences on this next time that we get around to it. Because this next run of comedy shows that we're going to do, probably September being the first one as well, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I'm excited for it. There's a bunch of stuff already in the works of it. And
that's when we're planning on starting the next season of shows, right? September?
Well, yeah, around like September, I would say. Yeah.
Right on. There might be some pop-ups in between if we can throw something together, but we'll see. What?
I just love looking at you guys. I've learned now that in the pod, if I just stare at y'all, it gets so fucking uncomfortable. It's hilarious. And especially with me and you, I was like, at the beginning of this podcast, I'm just going to stare at you. I'm going to see your immediate reaction.
Do you want to see how awkward it gets, dude?
You want to make this awkward, dude? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to make it awkward? I can't touch your thigh, but I would touch your thigh right now to make you a little awkward. Stop. Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. What are you doing? Stop that. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. You can suck. There is not a crack in that straw. I swear to God, I'm sweating. These lights are already so bright on us, and I'm sweating now hearing you do this. And anybody that's listening 4 minutes in right now wants to hurt you physically. That had to be just diluted Mountain Dew. That had to not taste as normal as regular Mountain Dew.
Tastes all right to me.
That's fucking insane. I can't believe you're coming close to being on the studio here in a second. I'm telling you, because if he does that one more time, he's out. Stop it. Don't do it. Don't. No. Cody Ray. No. Cody Ray. We got it. There you go. Normal. No. Stop. Getting real close there.
You ever seen them drunk chicks at the bar that go up to talk to you and then like miss their mouth with the straw? Have you ever had that happen to you? So all I was saying was,
do you think it's a ploy to like show dudes like what that mouth do?
Well, if that's what that mouth do, I don't know if I wanted to do that.
But like, if she's just like,
if you can't hit it with a straw, what else are you messing with?
Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Oh my god, the Zen just went loose in my mouth. I'm gonna be honest with you. If that was my pecker, and I sat down to watch this thing of her just, I'd be pretty stoked. Not gonna lie. I mean, it's kind of like what you see in the porns.
I guess, but
you so uncomfortable with the thought of that.
I'm just trying to think of a funny joke.
You got it. You got it. You got
okay,
it.
Okay, imagine if
there's people just listening to us right now, just like, it is the podcast.
Imagine if that's how they did. That's how they did show you what that mouth do. And then you were like mid conversation with the boys, and then all of a sudden you had one walk up to you and you're like, I want that one. And then you got like her friend over there that's doing the like
the cute. I feel like we had this conversation prior to the pod. If you want to jump into it immediately, I feel like that girl that just snatches that shit and is getting ready to get down on it, like, I would rather have that one. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, I would say so.
So then what was the conversation that we had before this podcast of you saying that you don't think that you'd want to smash a porn star?
Okay, that's totally different. That's totally different, though. She doesn't have to be a porn star to be able to do that.
Look, look. I'm looking for experience, all right? I'm not trying to bring somebody that just got up into the major leagues and doesn't know how to swing a bat in the major leagues in the scenes. I'm trying to get somebody that's been in there for 15 years and is hitting 350.
Yeah, but why do you want the one that everybody else goes for? There's others out there that are hitting those same numbers that not everybody gets to see.
Well, I mean, if there's one that's already shown and proven to be excellent and be successful, I'm not going to try and scout and find the one that's just hidden underneath the bush. That's great. I'm going to find the one that's in the spotlight. And if I can find the one that's in the spotlight that's doing great, then why wouldn't I go for that one?
Because you don't know how good the hidden bush one is.
But you know how many whack jobs you got to get in order to get to that? Think about it.
Probably just as many as you do to get to the spotlight.
How many ones are you going to run into to try and find that 10 when the 10 is right there?
You can make ones look like 10s on camera.
I'm not talking about looking. I'm talking about being.
Yeah, she could be a 1 on and then in real life, but on camera, she'd be a 10.
I'm going to be honest with you. In that time,
it could just be all B-roll shots. It could be just like a porno of all B-roll shots.
I'm a married man. But if I'm in there, man, I can take a 1 that plays like a 10. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Yeah, but you could get that out of the spotlight. It doesn't have to be a porn star.
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, if she's a porn star, she knows what she's doing.
Would you rather have a 10 that fucks like a 1 or a 1 that fucks like a 10?
Give me the scenario, though. Are we, like, going out? Are we, like, out and about and they can see us? Or are we just in the bedroom? Because if it's in the bedroom, I'll take the 1 that's a 10. I'd rather enjoy myself. You got to think, man. You got to think about these things.
That's why I don't go on dates.
See, like, yeah.
No, I'm just playing. I don't go on dates because nobody wants to date me.
Plus, no, that's not true. We haven't submitted.
I'm always working all the time.
We haven't submitted your entry into.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear back from the Love Is.
Love Is Blind.
Love Behind the Wall or whatever it is.
Love Is Blind, not Love Behind the Wall. This isn't a glory hole TV show, Cody Ray. This is not a sexual. It might be sexing, but there's no glory hole. It's just love, baby.
Not till I get there.
Dude, you would be thrown out in 4.5 seconds.
It's just like a fucking drill drilling a hole.
Just comes in, normal as fuck looking dude. What the fuck are you doing? Zzz. What the fuck are you doing?
This guy's got balls. I like it.
Yeah, all the guys are looking over on the side. Is like, I don't know if all the guys can see each other. If it's just like a wall. Like, if you can't see anybody in there. Like, you probably know the guys from, like, the guy
room.
You're
just in a cubicle.
There's no other. Okay, then.
Oh, I have no idea. I've never even seen the show.
Well, I didn't know if they were, like, in a row or something where it's, like, everybody right there kind of deal. Or if it's just, like, you and the wall. Talking to the wall. I don't know. I mean, they got to have some privacy because they're talking, like. But it's not privacy because it's on a fucking TV show. What am I talking about? There's no privacy to that.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. What if it's probably just like, I don't know.
Regardless, I'm still trying to make you find
out. What if we make our own? What if we make our own game show, like love show?
What if we did a game show for you? I see him all the time on TikTok. I see him all the time where people are like, they bring the curtain up and you see the toes and then you see the ankles and then you see the waist and then you see the tits and then you see the face and they're talking the whole time and you're just asking questions. I think we could do something like that.
Like The Bachelor, but we call it The Bastard? I'm technically not a bastard, but...
I don't think... we got to think of a good name for this, but I like this idea. I like us trying to find you a sweet honey bun behind a curtain. And then when we shave one of the homies' legs and we paint their toenails and then you just keep talking to this one person and you pick that person and you find out it's the homie, it's going to be the funniest thing in the goddamn world.
I'm never playing any games with Travis. Ever, dude.
Think about it, though. Did you see that? There was actually... So March Madness just happened a little bit ago, and they had God bless, what's his name? It's a dude from Barstool. They did Foot Madness, basically, is what it was. And so they just did like a curtain and like who had the best feet and shit. And it was Jerry. His name was Jerry, I think. He was doing the fucking judging of it, and then Big Cat from Barstool walks up, paints his toenails, gets his feet all done nice and shit, and this dude is tripping about how beautiful this guy's feet is. Just tripping about it. Like, just talking up all this shit. It's beautiful. It's awesome. It's fucking hilarious. And then, like, he had to arch with it, too. And I'm not gonna lie. Dude had some tight feet. I would have been pissed off. I would be like, this is crazy. How do you do me like this? But... Dude end up saying it was magical and he's off to the next round or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then Big Cat started talking and he's like, there's no way. There's no fucking way that happened right now. And just got him. Just hook, line, and sinker was just flubbering all over his homie's feet.
I'd be so pissed, dude.
I can't.
I don't like feet, though, so that wouldn't work.
Not a feet guy.
Not a feet guy.
Why not?
Just not. I don't know.
I'm not like a sexual foot guy, but I'm like a... I like good feet. Like, I don't think it's, like, sexual, but it's, like...
I just don't look at them.
I've seen some feet in my day. I've seen
like
some
good feet. Or bad feet? And
some feet. Not good feet.
You're just a feet watcher? You would not do good in jail, man.
What do you mean?
I see some ugly feet in there.
Well, I'm not trying to smash in jail. Wait a second, Cody Ray.
What?
You trying to smash in jail?
That's the last time I got laid. How long ago was that about? 8 years ago? Hot streak.
In the words of Nick Ferrier, hats backward, boys. What? Is that why you were watching The Notebook in prison?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that he was in prison? Did a hard time. Don't ask what he did. Tech guy back there is getting, I don't know, what do we call him? What do we call him? He's not tech guy. What is he? Producer's alley? Producer's row right now? New guy. New guy.
New guy on the pod?
Yeah, new guy. We'll call him new guy. We got a bunch of stuff up on the list here. Let's talk about the casino trip. Let's talk about the casino trip that we had, which...
Let's talk about it.
I want to have a conversation with you. No, it's just me and you. I want to have a serious conversation. I think you have a problem.
I do, and I'm fixing it, actually.
I think you have a serious problem when it comes to gambling, and it might be the funniest shit to me.
No, it's not funny. I actually have concerned. Like I deleted all my gambling apps, all the sports ones. All the blackjack apps. Like, I don't want to go to the casino anymore. I'm over it.
That was So we went to the casino. So as you guys heard last time we went to the casino, it was amazing. It was the best time we ever had. We had so much fun. We all went profit. But you guys didn't go profit, did you?
No. Never have.
Well, I went profit, and it was a magical time, and I had the best time in the world. And I was like, you know what? We're going to run this up. We're going to do it round two. We're going to talk. We're going to do the shit. We went to the casino last Saturday, and first off, started with Mongolian.
First off, it started with me trying to not go. I politely tried to not go, and then I end up getting talked into going, which you didn't really have to try that hard. I will give you that.
I thought I had to try a little harder than I thought I was going to. I went up to you and talked to you three times, and on the third time, you're like, fuck it, and I was like, let's go. But I thought it would have took one time we were getting golden, and when you were like, maybe, I was like, you're saying, yeah, maybe, motherfucker, you're playing blackjack on your phone. Let's go run some tables.
And them tables ran me.
We'll get there. We end up eating Mongolian dog shit.
Terrible. First and last time.
I've never seen Cody Ray so mad.
The best thing about that place was the waitress.
Pause.
She was nice.
Oh, yes.
Very friendly. Very friendly.
Very friendly. You trying to smash the waitress?
No, like I work in restaurants. Like it's nice to have good service, I think. Like she's a very friendly person.
Yeah, no, she did good. She did a really good job. But the food sucked. It took Cody Ray like fucking 30 minutes to get his food, which was the funniest thing to me. Because I was halfway done with my bowl and I'm like, this guy still hasn't touched a single bit of food.
100%. If you guys would have finished eating before I got my bowl, I would have left.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Not even paid nothing.
I almost quit eating purposely so then we could see that happen. I swear to God. I was like, yo, we guys ready to go? We were ready to get the checks.
But I almost said that. I was like, you guys about done? I almost like went out and smoked a cigarette, but I was like, I don't want to be like rude. I want to be like a big dick. I was just chilling.
Just a medium dick?
Yeah, just a medium dick.
You were so mad. But we end up going to the casino and everything, and we had a good time there, except for the fact that we didn't have a good time. I found out that the casinos are the devil, and they're the worst place to be in the world. They suck. They beat the shit out of me that night. I went in there with 450, and at one point I was at 100, and I was like ready to find the highest point of that casino and jump. And I know it's not a lot of money to some of you guys, but that was a lot of money for me at the time being. And God bless America. I put all that money on blackjack for the one hand, the same table that Cody Ray was at the whole night.
I only sat at one table. I got up, went back to that same table.
This is why I'm talking about the problem. It was because I didn't.
I was actually upset because I couldn't get back into the same seat I was sitting. I had to sit on the other side.
You were that frustrated you?
It did frustrate me.
Why?
Because I could, like, first I wanted to get into that spot and I couldn't because there was already somebody there. So I sat down and then, like, I just kept seeing them get the cards that I wanted to get. And then they would come to me and I would get shit cards. I was like, son of a bitch, bro. I need to be in that spot. Guy across the table. Fucking banking, bro. He probably won $1,000 sitting across from me. I'm
what?
Not shitting you. You see the stacks of 25s he was betting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He hit 750 on one hand.
God damn.
Like he had a $750 blackjack payout or something. I was like, what the fuck, bro? And I'm out here getting like fucking fours and twos. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, you were not happy. By any means, you're not happy.
I didn't lose all my money, but I didn't win any either.
I asked you if you wanted a drink and you didn't even say a word. You just went... And I was like, oh, he's pissed. This isn't good. Cody Ray's not a talkative man to begin with, but when he's slow nodding me, I'm like, we've got a fucking issue here.
He's stewing, dude.
We ended up fucking roulette beat the shit out of me. And then we ended up going to back to the blackjack table, watch the UFC fights. The UFC fights this weekend was so fun. Was so fun to drive back home and watch these UFC fights because on the way home, I got to watch the Max Holloway fight, which was one of the best fights I've ever seen in my entire life. So much to where at the very last second, we pull into the parking lot. Excuse me. Almost threw up. We end up pulling up into the parking lot and with 10 seconds left in the fight, and then that's when Max Holloway was like right in the center. Did you get to see the clip of that at all?
No, I didn't watch any.
Dude, Max Holloway tells this motherfucker, hey, come here, right here. We're finishing this shit here for 10 seconds left for the bad motherfucker title. And they just start, bing, 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 bing. Max comes across, bow, 1 second left. You just watch. He drops. Done. With 1 second left. Knocked him out cold. Out. It was the coolest shit in the world.
Battle to the finish.
It was beautiful. It was cinematic, to say the least, and I was enjoying every fucking second of it. I put $10 on him on the way when the fight started. I won some money on him. That was very nice because I lost a little bit of money that night.
Dude, you were gambling so much before you even got to the casino.
What are you talking about?
You were in the BDs fucking betting on the prelims and the Masters.
I don't have a problem, though.
No, you don't. I do.
Hard wink. But no, the casino is not a family-friendly spot, to say the least. That shit hurt my heart. It would beat the hell out of us. What else we got up on here, Cody Ray? You want to talk? I talk about this. I sat in the toilet with the seat up.
Why would you do that?
I didn't know the seat was up. Dude, I sat down. When's the last time you sat on a toilet? Also, I don't have a wide ass. I don't have a wide ass at all.
Did you fall in?
My butthole got wet. Toilet water, butthole. Just sat right into the water. Nothing was in the water, thank God. No pee-pee.
Imagine you got stuck.
Dude, no. Oh, my God. You know how fucking mad I was? My balls and my butthole went into the toilet. You know how degrading that was for me?
Well, like, what time of day was it? Was it, like, first thing in the morning? Was it, like, at the end of the day? Midday?
8 o'clock.
So where you had to, like, shower?
8 a.m.
So your day's just getting started. You fucking... That's terrible.
Drank a coffee fast as hell and put a Zimbabwe in, and then I sat on the toilet and I fucking swoosh, swoosh right through the thing. It was the worst time. I had no fun. I wanted to end my day right there. It was 8 o'clock in the morning.
That would be terrible, dude. I have done that, but I didn't fully commit. So, like, as soon as I felt that it wasn't the seat, I was back up. Because it was just cold porcelain.
So, here's the problem. So, I had, like I said, I had coffee and I had a Zimbabwe, and so I had to take a poo-poo. Do you think that I had any time to look at that toilet? When I had to shit, I had to shit, brother.
Oh, I've been there, yeah.
And I went fucking missile into the toilet. That was the worst thing that could have happened to me. I walked out of there, bro, and I thought that I had a wet spot on my butt, on my pants. You know how much wiping I did on my butt to wipe my whole butt of toilet water? And then sit back on the toilet with the thing going down to poop? You want to talk about adversity at 8 o'clock in the morning?
That's a rough start to the day.
You're telling me. It hurt. It hurt. It really did hurt, too, because I hit the toilet. It's not like I stopped at the water. I'm not that light. I got to get on a scale, too. I think I'm fat now. I think I'm fat. Seriously, I got my fucking, I can feel my gut over top of my belt buckle right now.
It's all them beers.
Yeah, I also haven't been walking a lot. I've been doing a lot of the driving because, you know, I'm a mailman and I be driving instead of walking right at this second. And I've been snacking. I found out that I like snacks now. I was never a snacker before I went to this. The reason why the guy that had the route before me was fat as fuck.
Them snacks. I'm a snackaholic myself.
Them snacks. Yeah, I gotta figure it out. I gotta hit the treadmill. I think I might be pushing like I've never hit over 180 in my life. I've hit like 175 was like the heaviest. I think I'm hitting 180 now. Getting pretty big. Everybody that's listening to this that's a little over me, they're not happy with me about it. Hey man. Everybody scales differently.
That was about freshman year of high school.
I didn't look at you. Don't look at me like that. I didn't look at you. He said, "No, I ain't say nothing. I'm just keeping tabs over here, motherfucker, talking shit." I thought you were getting another one. I was like, "Settle down.
This one's not that strong today."
Yeah, same.
Usually I've tapped out within like 15 minutes of the episode.
I'm gonna get a different one. Let me get a different one.
Here, try this one. Tell me if it's strong enough.
There's no shot. There's 0% chance we're doing that. That's the fucking foulest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Bro, I've seen videos of people shooting them into each other's mouths, dude. Yeah. Fuck that. People are weird, dude.
What? They're spitting them?
Yeah.
What are the odds? What are the odds that you catch mine?
in your mouth. If I spit it out right now, you're trying to catch it in your mouth.
Not good. What are the odds? You don't have enough accuracy to not.
No.
Hit my
we
mouth.
Can, but we can try.
That
but
would
we
hit
can
my
try.
Face. No.
But we can try. What are the odds?
Have you seen the?
Oh, you trying to derail this right now? Like, yeah. I'm not going to keep it going. What are the odds?
The greatest mouth on the internet.
What are the odds? What are the odds?
1 out of 62.
Count it down. From three. Oh, this motherfucker. You mean to tell me you don't know what are the odds?
Now he has to do it. You just count.
You don't know what are the odds?
I have to see.
We're currently looking for a new producer.
All right.
This is crazy. We've been doing this for years now. What are the odds is where we say something that we say, what are the odds that you do X, Y, and Z, or you say X, Y, and Z, whatever. The highest you can go is 100. And so when you make the one out of whatever, which he said of 62, a third party has to count down 3, 2, 1, and then both of us will say a number at the same time. If we say the same number, then we got to do it.
That was actually way closer than
fuck. That was so close. Oh, you would have been one pissed off puppy.
Oh yeah.
Would you have taken a 5-star?
No, I would have let you do it, but I probably would have been like running through that window next time, like here in the near future. But no, there's this dude. It's like the greatest mouth on the internet or something. You ever see them? That dude?
No, hit me.
He's just like they launch shit, like fucking do they just launching shit? Strawberries, marshmallows, anything. He's catching them in his fucking mouth, bro. Off the rooftop, throw it to him, catching it.
So it's like a trick shot thing?
Trick shot. Like it's, somebody will throw it like fucking. He was doing it. He like started at 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. I can't remember how far he got, but until the guy couldn't throw it any further, catching him. Greatest mouth on the internet.
Catching him. You want to do that?
Sure, let's try it.
With the Zen?
Yeah, throw it.
This is the one I had in my mouth. I'm not going to do that to you because that would be mad disrespectful. But
good
I
think, yeah, just, good thing you're nice because I wasn't even paying attention to that.
I could have totally,
sitting right
here. I could have totally just ruined your whole existence. I could have threw that at you and it would have stuck to your head. God, it would have been a great clip, but the trust in this room would have went completely gone.
I would have top shelved you off this table.
What the fuck is a top shelf?
You'll see.
You'll see. I got to pull this up because there was news that broke out and I want to talk about it with you because I thought it was the funniest shit in the world. Did you see that? Where did that? Did you see that Jonte Parker or not Jesus Christ? Jonte Porter is banned from the NBA. I have the commission article right here stating what the fuck happened. I'm going to read a paragraph to you. You let me know if you think this dude is dumb as shit or if he's a genius. January through March 2024, while traveling with the Raptors or Raptors 905, the Raptors NBA G League affiliate, Porter placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using an associate's online betting account. These bets range from size from $15,000 to $22,000 for a total of $54,000. The total payout from these bets was $76,000, resulting in a net winning of $21,000. None of the bets involved any game in which Porter played. Three of the bets were multi-game parlay bets that included one Raptors game in which Porter bet that the Raptors would lose, and all three bets lost. This motherfucker placed bets in the NBA, playing in the NBA, only made $21,000 and got banned. There are scrubs on their mother's couch right now that are making bets, winning thousands of dollars.
You said Raptors G League team, didn't you?
Yeah.
So G League's not even the actual team, right?
I don't think so. No.
So he probably wasn't making that much money.
But he said he was rolling with the Raptors. He said he played his Yeah. He was in the Raptors March 20 game. Yeah, no, he played in the league.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Yeah. He played in the games. Unbelievable.
Also, the funniest thing in the world. He motherfucker wants to be Pete Rose, but terrible.
So maybe he was like, I see why you can't bet on the league if you're in the league, but what if he was just like addicted to gambling and he just wanted to gamble? He wasn't like throwing the games or anything.
He could have went to like the casino or something. Could have went somewhere else with it. Do you think that NBA, do you think that they can bet on other sports though? They can't? What the fuck?
Probably not, yeah.
Like, I know the NFL can't because there was a podcast that was doing gambling on college football, and it was big-time trouble. So you can't gamble on any sport at all? Is it worth it, though? I mean, was it worth it to try and gamble on a sport when you're a professional athlete that is making more money than your gambling can do for you, probably? Gambling hard, dude. I just placed a bunch of...
I mean, what? How much money was he making, though? How much money does...
I don't know that. I don't know the man's pockets.
Maybe he wasn't making that much money.
Maybe he was trying to come up. I can see where you're at now. I can see where you're at with it. Maybe the guy actually had something. Who knows? All I know is...
Did they have to pay back the money or anything?
No, he's banned. I don't know if he had to pay back the money, but he's banned from the league. Psh, gone. Dunzo. Out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
What year was he? Maybe he was about to be done anyways.
I think he was a beginner. I think he just started his career.
Maybe he didn't see much of a future in his career.
Tip for you. If you suck at basketball, start gambling on it. Try and make money. If you're in the league.
If you're good enough to make it to the league, but suck bad enough to not do anything with it, start gambling.
Start gambling on the big dogs that you wish you were. That's what it is. That's a tip that we got to give. Start betting on the people that you wish you were, because then maybe you'll make money off of them.
Yeah, there definitely should have been he should have took a different route. He shouldn't have been doing that. Obviously, he knew better.
What should he gamble on then? What should he have gambled on?
I mean, I don't know.
Give me something. Casino, give me something.
You go to the casino.
What game? All on black.
Sure.
Or black. Dude, we were so close at the casino to throwing every bit of our money on black before we left just for the fuck of it. It was the scariest shit I've ever been a part of. Was it you or Braden?
It was me.
Was it you?
Yeah. Should have done it.
I made back some of my money, and he's like, all right, we're throwing all this on one color now. And I was like, what are we doing here? Who the fuck do we think we are? I mean, it would have been electric if we won.
If I knew how to play it, I would have done it. But, like, I didn't know how, so I was relying on them, and they didn't seem like they were about it. So I was like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I'm not trying to fuck around and lose more money on roulette than I already did that night. Because I lost a lot of money that night. Didn't have a fun time.
I'm there with you.
Candles making crazy noises. This scared the shit out of me.
It's about done.
Hey, shout out Velvet Sky's shop, too, for this candle. This candle's fire.
We need another one.
It's making weird noises. I don't like it.
No, but next time we go out for a group adventure, I say we do something different.
What do you want to do?
Go-karts.
Go-karts?
Yeah. Did you check out that link I sent you?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Mad
Why
dope,
wouldn't
bro.
I, dude? If my friends send me links, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a terrible human being. I did not.
You're missing out.
I know.
No,
I
it's fall. it's like go-karts, like the fast ones. You got to wear a helmet. You got to pay. I think it wasn't that expensive, honestly. It was like $60 and you get 3 races or something like that.
We might have a hookup for that. We might have a hookup to do some shit. We might have a hookup to do some backdoor shit.
Well, this was at like an indoor track.
Well, I might know somebody that has an outdoor track that does it.
Well, then let's do that then.
Maybe.
I'm down for it.
Maybe. I don't know. Might not be there anymore.
How are you gonna interrupt what I was trying to pitch to then be like, to get me to say, okay, let's do it, and then you're just like, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know if we're able to do it. I don't know if the dude still has a sit. But like I knew
then
somebody.
Why did you bring it up?
Because I knew somebody.
I know a place that we can go for sure, not maybe. It's in Cleveland. There's lots to do in Cleveland.
Yeah, we need to go back to Cleveland for the casinos. I'm not going to Toledo anymore.
No, not for the casinos.
Oh,
just yeah. For Cleveland.
But like the casino's there.
Yeah, it's there.
You don't want to go to Jack's?
Nah.
I'm already sweating for it. I need to go to it again. I might have a problem. We might have found out this podcast I have a problem.
I'm not going.
You're not going to the casino?
No, you're on your own.
You're going.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're going.
Uh-oh.
You're going to look me right in my eyes and tell me that you're not going to go hit that table with me?
I will not go to another casino.
Again?
Ever.
No.
I don't want to.
No.
If I had a lot of money to gamble, I would consider it, but I don't. So I don't want to.
You got some money.
Yeah, and I want to keep it.
But like, you can double it, triple it, quadruple it.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey! What are we doing over here in the peanut gallery? What are we doing?
Or most likely lose it.
Nah. You're getting real close back there.
How many casino trips do you think I need to go before I would be able to quadruple my money?
Motherfucker, one.
Yeah? Oh, I've gone twice. No, three times. No.
One.
Have I gone twice? I've gone three times.
Three times, yeah. Look, man, you're just not playing the right way. You got to play like me.
Yeah.
No, we got you. We got you. Don't you worry. We got you. Well, who am I? You know, I'm not a bad friend. I'm not going to lead you the wrong way. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get you right, you know? Why wouldn't I want you to be successful? You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm just not going to the casino. Next time we go to Cleveland, we need to hit a show and some go-karts and some good food.
All right. That's a deal. What else we got up on here? I was talking about the most uncomfortable movie scenes that I've ever seen a couple of days ago. And I put that in the notes to talk about on the podcast. And I wanted to bring up one in particular, but I wanted to ask you, is there any movie scenes that you can remember just off of any movie that you were like, this movie scarred me because of this?
Pause.
Oh, you can answer it. I'll fix that.
It's not even recording. What does it say? Okay. Oh, okay. It's not recording, is it? Oh. Awkward movie scene? I don't know. Probably any sex scene I watched like growing up with my parents. That gets awkward.
All right, hold on. Pause. I was just fixing the fucking computer. Did you just say what I thought you just said? Did you watch sex scenes of your parents?
No, with my parents. Like a movie comes on and a sex scene comes on? Like you're watching a movie and a sex scene comes on?
You ain't just like pull a blanket over yourself?
For what?
When you got a little brick up?
I didn't get bricked up. It was just a weird situation. But you never like, been in that as a kid? You never watched a movie with your parents?
Yeah. What, it was a sex scene?
And you just got bricked up with your parents right there?
I wasn't paying attention to my parents. Pay attention to the scene that was in front of me. And I was like, hey, yo, there's some boobs on the TV, dude. Only time I watched this was when my penis does exactly what it's doing right now, and it gets hard. So you just grab a pillow, you grab a blanket or something, because you don't want to be bricked up right
now. But that's not awkward?
Like that. Awkward?
They're like, that's not an awkward movie scene?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. I don't think it's awkward at all. I think it shows
I'm curious to see what you have for the most uncomfortable. If like that makes you, that doesn't faze you, if you're completely comfortable in that situation, what do you got for me?
My most uncomfortable scene that I've ever seen was by far the...
Human centipede?
Yeah. The Black
That's what
Swan.
Got me bricked up.
The Black Swan.
I got bricked up during the centipede.
What the fuck? What?
I had to get a blanket, a pillow, you know?
You watch that with your parents?
Yeah.
all right, this guy's getting fucking out of pocket now. This guy's got to reel it back in.
My dad's like, yo, dude, check out this new movie that just came out. Mm-mm. You're gonna love it.
Did you watch The Human Centipede with your parents?
All three of them. We made a movie marathon out of it. It was all good till we ran out of popcorn.
You were eating food while watching The Human Centipede?
You don't like a snack when you watch a movie?
That's not a movie. The Human Centipede, I don't consider that as a movie. That is, what's that shit called? What is it? What's a?
Nonfiction?
Jesus, fuck.
Documentary?
No, the fucking, when it's like, what's it called? It's a film that's like about like gore and shit, but like realistic gore. You know what I'm talking about? Oh my God, what's that one movie? It's fucking Out of Country. It's the dude that's a adult film star that, God bless America. You both don't know what I'm talking about here. You're getting real close to getting fired. You get real fucking close over there.
Fuck.
He said it's the first day. Hold up. It's the Serbian film. Have you guys not seen the Serbian film? Oh, you don't know what the Serbian film is?
No.
Oh. Uncomfortable movie.
That one.
Most fucked up movie. It's banned in America. It's banned in like almost every country. It's fucking insane. You guys won't ever be able to watch it unless you like really, really find a way to do it.
I'm going to commit my life to this.
No, you watch it. It is fucked up. There is some scenes in there that I can tell you right now that happened. I don't even know if you want to necessarily know. But it is not for the fucking human eye to watch. It is the most fucked up movie that's ever been created.
Yeah, you put it on when you leave your house so your dog doesn't get bored.
And then your dog tries to mount you and put a blanket over your head and wop wop pop pop. Pop pop.
What does that mean? Did he shoot you or fuck you? Like
oh, he be fucking. He be fucking. There's a lot of fucking. It's about an adult film star that's trying to get back into the scene and gets into like, it's like the last resort basically for this person to do like sex work. And so he goes in and he has to do all these crazy ass tasks and shit and do all these crazy scenes that are just unbelievable. And he like doesn't realize that like it's a snuff film. That's what it's called. You had all these scenes that were just like real shit and it's supposed to be acting, but it's like real, like women getting messed up and shit and all this crazy stuff that's going on. And like, he wants to get out of it after a while, but he realized he signed like a contract or something like that. It's been a long time since I've seen this movie, but like something really fucked up happens where he's like, all right, you can get out, but you have to do this. And there's two people laying there with a towel over them and shit. And they're like, you just have to have me, you and the other person that like the producer or whatever is gonna just have sex with these people. And bro, the people that they were having sex with was his wife and his child, and he was having sex with the not good one at all. And they took the things off in the middle of it and shit. It was fucked up.
Huh. The imagination people have.
Yeah, no, this is what like snuff films are. Snuff films are a real thing too. It's fucking insane. Snuff films are very much so.
That's
a real
thing.
List
of not to watch.
Yeah, don't watch that. Don't try and look it up. I watched it. God, I watched it when I was like in middle school or something like that. I mean, way back. I mean, it just showed what year it was out. 2010 is when it came out. It is not cool to watch by any means. It's fucked up. The fucking scene I was gonna tell y'all about though was Black Swan. Have y'all seen Black Swan? It's a girl that's trying to get like, she's like acting and shit, and I don't even necessarily know like all of it, but at one point she has a hangnail and she takes the hangnail and pulls it all the way down her finger.
That reaction right there, I'm sweating. I'm pouring in sweat right now. I'm so uncomfortable right now thinking about this. I want to fucking like rip my skin off. It's, dude, I don't remember anything in that movie except for that scene. And I remember watching that scene and just screaming. Just losing my mind. Because I was like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Stop it. Oh my God.
I used to watch CSI a lot as a kid. And there was one episode where the dude took his fingernail off. He ripped his fingernail out. And somehow he was able to get out of the cuffs. And then he like attacked the cop. Like, I don't know if he used his nail to pick the lock or if it like made his hand thin enough to where he could squeeze it out or what. But it was, that was pretty gnarly.
My number one thing is nails. Nail paint. I can't do it. I can't do nail stuff. You saying that, but this, I did not.
It was pretty gnarly. Have you ever had any bad experiences?
With nails? I end up, so old friend of mine, we were practicing for a quinceañera, and I got picked up by my buddy, and we went, and I fell on my hand on the carpet, and it ripped this whole nail off my finger. And I didn't know that your fingernail actually goes like up into your finger, and it took the whole thing out. The whole nail. And it spit. I ain't like it one bit. And there was another time, which nail is it? I think it's this one. One of these two. One of the middle fingers. I had my hand. It's this one. I just felt it. But this one's weak. I put my finger. I put my hand up, and I was putting my shoe on. And this woman that I was talking to at that time, they lived out in the country. They had really strong doors for the wind. And so this door came in as my hand was right in between it. And it closed on my finger and snapped my fingernail in half into my finger. Gah! I remember I was being so polite, too. I walked in and I'm sitting there holding my finger. And it's blood all over my hands. And I'm like looking at them. And I was like, help. Help, her grandma's in there, so I don't want to be disrespectful, you know. This is a country family, so you don't want to be cussing in front of grandma like that. I was like, help. Help. Fuck, help! It's just, and they're like, what? And I'm like, ha. And I'm like, I'm about to pass out. They're laughing at me and shit, because country people are built different. And I'm literally, like, in the sink. Like, they got my hand in the sink, and I'm like, ha. Like, about to pass out. Then the other time, got a fishing hook stuck in my fingernail, through my finger, in my fingernail. I had a crankbait stuck to, because I used to be a big fisherman, crankbait was stuck under the carpet of the truck, and or on the back of the bed or whatever, and I went to pull it out with tweezers. I set that bitch right into my finger, and I was on the road across the street from my apartment, and I remember walking, because this was dumb of me. But you ever see a professional fisherman, they're like, all you gotta do is get some braided wire, wrap it around here a couple times, put some pressure there, and you can yank it out. I went to do that. I fucking messed it up. And I just yanked it and caused more pain. And I was literally like, I was walking like I was plastered, trying to get across the street to go up the steps to knock on my neighbor's door. She's almost butt naked. I'm about to pass out. She just got a towel on her. She's like, here's a cold rag, and I'm going to call, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, help. Help. I'm going to pass out. Help. I'm going to pass out right now.
Fuck.
Yeah, I can't do nail shit. Nail shit is the worst for me.
I can see why.
Do you have any movies, though, at all? I want to go back off of this fucking thing because I'm sweating and I'm uncomfortable. Do you have any movies? Any movie scenes that made you feel uncomfortable enough to where you could stick out right now?
No, because I try not to watch like movies that make me uncomfortable. Like, you know what I mean? I watch,
well, you don't know
movies.
If you're going to be uncomfortable. Like, I didn't know I was going to be uncomfortable like that for the Black Swan. And then before you know it, bada bing, bada boom, she's ripping her whole finger off.
Maybe the Saw movies. Those make me uncomfortable.
Like what scene, though?
Any of them?
The scene where they stuck their hand in the saw and was cutting all the way up their hand. That one.
No, the one that comes to mind is like where they had to find the piece of hay in the needle stack or something like that. Or they had to find
the key, I think it was.
And the needle thing of needles.
And then they threw the addict into the pool of needles. That was a fucking terrible scene. I remember that very vividly as well.
They were all pretty terrible scenes.
They were all pretty not fun.
Before we head out of here, I want to ask producers Allie over there. You got a cracking question for us? Yeah, I put you on the spot. First day on. What do you got? Think of a question right now. What do you got? Spit it out. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. We'll come back to it. What else we got on the board? We ran through it all.
That's why I went to tech. Should have warned me.
Shout out Scottie Scheffler pulling it through in the Masters.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, too, is Nick's not here, but I wanted to talk about this fact the last episode. And we apologize for the people that listened to that. We were a little fired up about the stuff that happened outside of the pod of people talking. And so we decided, you know what, let's let Nick get absolutely loose and spazzed up, a little spazzed. Holy shit, the amount of messages I got from our last episode that was like, that was a hard listen. I was like, yeah, try being in the seat talking with Fairy Tale about the certain things, because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I had a blast with it. I know a lot of people said it was hilarious, but holy shit, that man was pulling my train. Oh, it was crazy. But he won. Scotty won. Scotty actually, and did you know about his wife?
No.
So Scotty Scheffler won the Masters, but it didn't come without a price because Scotty's wife was pregnant and was due like that day. And he said on Sunday, as he was leading it, he told everybody that his wife was getting ready to get into labor. And if his wife went into labor, he was going to leave the Masters, leading the Masters on Sunday. He was going to leave the Masters, forfeit the Masters, and go be there for his firstborn, to be there for his firstborn.
Did she have the baby that day?
No.
Man, that would have been crazy. Imagine winning a Masters and having a baby born the same day.
Don't you think about it, though? Like, don't you think she could have, like, sucked that thing up a little bit?
And,
like,
oh, yeah. I'm sure it's that easy.
I, like, come on, man. Like,
just hold your breath.
Yeah, like, you gotta, like, put a cork in it or something, don't you think? I mean, yeah, we got the Masters to worry about here, my love.
Sit upside down or something.
Pardon?
Sit upside down or something.
Dude, you know how funny that would be? I was like, I don't want to have my baby right now. And you just look in there. It's a pregnant woman just upside down. Like, what's going on? Gravity works this way. So the baby's going to be heading towards my mouth. What do you got?
In the forest 5 miles from your home.
Would you rather wake up naked 5 miles away from your home? Or show up to work in your underwear?
Or wake up at work in your underwear, right?
Wake up at work in your underwear. Okay, so the preferences question again. Would you rather wake up 5 miles away from your home, butt naked, or wake up at work in your underwear? I'm waking up at work in my underwear, 100%. That's 5 miles of my ding-a-ling walking around, dude. You think I'm going to be able to hide and not get charged for that? I'm going to be in my...
No, he said in a forest.
But is the forest 5 miles? Also, if it's a forest, that means I don't know where the fuck I am at all.
Yeah, I know. That's like kind of hard. Like, I know my boss probably would be like, what the fuck? And probably be kind of pissed. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't get fired. But if I woke up in a forest, butt naked, like, I would have to find my way out.
Yeah, you got to find your way out of the forest first.
I could walk 5 miles in the wrong fucking way, butt ass naked, and have to walk another 10.
What's the weather like? It's raining? Oh, I'm definitely in my underwear at work. Oh, my God. Now, I'm not only am I naked in the woods, but I'm naked and wet in the woods. I got a wet noodle.
What's your first move? Like, are you trying to find your way out, or you're just like, oh, fucked. Shelter.
If food. I'm in the woods?
Yeah. Naked.
My first move, I'm looking around, first off, trying to figure out if I'm on a TV show, and then second off, I'm walking straight, because I don't know, if I look up at the sky, I don't know none of that shit. I'm walking straight until I find something, and then I'm going to have a really awkward conversation with the first individual I walk up on and say, hey, I don't know what happened, I'm not on drugs, I just woke up naked. In the woods. I need some help.
You could find some, like, stuff to clothe yourself with. Like, obviously not some real clothes, but you can, like, throw together some leaves.
Get some Tarzan clothes on.
Yeah, get something going.
I have to get a leaf, a small leaf. I don't need a big leaf.
A blade of grass.
One strand of glass and I'll be all right. Wow, that was a good question. Shout out you doing some research and getting a question. Good shit. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about in this episode or do you want to get out of here?
Yes. The homie, Matt Rocha, will be performing either tomorrow or tonight. Depends on when this comes out. If you're
420.
Going 420 show in Toledo at, was it Papa's Bar or something like that? Papa's Bar. Check out Matt Rocha Comedy Instagram. It's on.
Shout out, Matt. Shout out, Matt. And hope you do good. And we will be catching you guys next episode. Don't do anything we wouldn't do. And
or do it. Who cares?
Or do it, you know. Yeah, but more than likely, don't do it. If we wouldn't do it, don't do it. But, I mean, if you want to do it.
We aren't having the comedy show anymore. So if you do want to go smoking in the girls' room, go for it.
Yeah. Fuck it up. All right, we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
Shut up.